This program may contain descriptions of violence, drug use, Jesus juice, animal abuse, morals that are loose, squirrels and moose, dropping a deuce, full frontal nudity, and adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
This episode of Florida Men is brought to you by the City of Daytona Beach. Trying to find a last-minute spring break destination? Consider Daytona Beach. Daytona Beach offers such unique activities as dodging traffic while you build sandcastles, dodging piles of vomit on the sidewalk, digging your car out of an impromptu sand dune on a windy day, convincing your friend Kevin that Nikki, the stripper he just met at Biggin's, is not his soulmate, convincing the biker at the bar you are just now leaving that Kevin did not mean what he said about the biker's old lady, convincing Kevin to just shut the fuck up already, ditching Kevin when he pulls it out and just starts pissing in the middle of the street, waking up at 4:45 a.m. to Kevin banging on the hotel room door because he lost his key and you guys are fucking assholes for ditching him and you just need to let him and this girl in for a few minutes because they're going to go back to her room, but he needs to get a couple of things from his backpack first. Wondering where the fuck Kevin is when it's time to leave for the airport and enjoying the extra room from Kevin's empty seat on the flight home. Daytona Beach, for the spring break trip you will never forget. And now, Florida Men, the podcast.
Coming to you from America's Wayne, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Friday, May the 25th, 2018.
Each week, we bring you the best stories from the shadier side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
heroin might make you sleepy, but you can still throw a punch.
$500,000 in child support.
I'm just going to paddle off into the sunset.
A Florida woman takes a Southwest Airlines flight to Belize, but comes up a foot short.
And just how bad do you smell if the police dog can find you submerged in a swamp?
Plus, Florida man versus tourist, and much more. Today is Go Topless Eve.
It is Go Topless Eve.
Tomorrow is Go Topless Day, so today is Go Topless Eve. For those of you listening, Phil and I are avid Jeep enthusiasts. Saturday is Go Topless Day.
The official kickoff to summer. Take the tops off the Jeep.
You got it.
Take the tops off whatever you got.
We'll accept topless anything on Go Topless Day. Well, in Florida, actually, Go Topless Day kind of signifies the last day to have your top off your Jeep because
true,
it starts rainy season.
Rainy season.
Yeah, we're going to have a fun time tomorrow going topless and riding around in the Jeeps with a bunch of other people.
Would sir care for a starter, some garlic bread perhaps?
No, thank you. I'll proceed directly to the intravenous injection of hard drugs, please.
As you wish, sir. As you wish.
Our first story for the night, or day, whichever, whenever you're listening to this, comes from Ocala.com. An Ocala police officer who assisted with reviving a motorist with Narcan Friday night was hit in the face by the awakening man who was hospitalized for possible overdose. First responders, such as officer from the Ocala Police Department, were issued Narcan last year in the event they encounter someone who had a drug overdose. Narcan, which is a nasal form of
Naloxone.
Thank you, Joel.
You're welcome.
Is given to someone for emergency treatment of a known suspected opioid overdose.
Basically, if you're nodding off from heroin and you either injected yourself too much or you thought you got something a little less pure than you actually did, the cops can spray this up your nose and revive you and keep you from overdosing.
Since the beginning of the year, officers have used Narcan to revive more than a dozen people, police officials have said. In the latest incident, Officer Lonnie Freeman was called to the McDonald's on Silver Springs Boulevard after someone was found unconscious in a vehicle. When the officer arrived, he saw a man who was passed out in the driver's seat of a Toyota Corolla in the parking lot.
Now, before we get to the next paragraph, I just want to guess that they arrested this guy for DUI because he was in the driver's seat and he was obviously under the influence. So that's what they can add to just negotiate later to knock down your charges. But I bet they gave him DUI.
The officer gave the unresponsive man two doses of Narcan, one in each nostril, that made him somewhat conscious. Emergency personnel on the scene also worked the man and eventually was awakened. After becoming alert, the man punched the officer in the face and was disruptive with the medical personnel. The man, later identified as a 30-year-old man from Crystal River, continued to resist the officer and medical personnel. He was later subdued by the officer.
You're ODing. All right. And you're just nodding off there in your Toyota Corolla in the McDonald's parking lot. And first thing you want to do when you wake up, just come out swinging. Hit the cop right in the face.
In the man's possession were an assortment of pills, a small baggie containing heroin, and a syringe that contained heroin.
So I'm going to
guess. Kind of cut and dry on that one, right?
Yeah. I'm guessing the pills were OxyContin or some other opiate.
The man was later transported to a local hospital under the Marchman Act, which allows law enforcement officers to initiate protective custody. No charges have been filed against the man.
Wow.
In their battle to fight opioid crisis, the police department in February created an amnesty program that allows addicts to turn in their drugs and ask for help. An officer was to transport the individual to a treatment facility. Since the program began, police officials said they've had five people, take them up on the offer.
And this is in Ocala? Yeah, an Ocala police officer. That's surprisingly progressive for the Ocala area. They're, for those of our listeners who are not in the Florida area, Ocala is a very rural part of the state. I would expect that.
It's pretty, though.
It's beautiful country. Go there a couple times a year, don't we? I'm surprised. I really thought they would have charged him with DUI, possession, and assaulting an officer.
You scared him. Yeah. Man was asleep. He was tired.
Yeah, and you spraying shit. I guess, you know.
I mean, somebody, if you lay in there and asleep in your car, and you don't lie.
You wake up with somebody sticking shit up your nose and spraying. I'm gonna
come out swinging too.
Yeah, I. You know what? You've changed my mind. I definitely would probably do the same thing.
I don't blame him.
I woke up with a dog jumping onto my belly, and you know, and I was in the bed in my own house, and that pissed me right the fuck off.
Never mind. Story number two.
Florida man who owed $549,000 in child support disappears on paddleboard. This one's from NBCMiami.com.
Police are searching for a man who went missing while paddleboarding in the ocean off Fort Lauderdale. On the same day, he was due in court for not paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in back child support. Constantine George the Harris was last seen on Tuesday, March the 20th, in the vicinity of the Fort Lauderdale area, police officials said. The 52-year-old was on a blue paddleboard heading northbound in the Atlantic Ocean. He's about 5'9" and weighs 160 pounds. Family members and private companies have been searching for the father of the two by air. I just want to find my brother, Con. I want to know what happened to him, his brother Rick told NBC6 Thursday.
So the guy's name is Con?
Con. Well, it's Constantine. Con's short for Constantine.
So his name is Con, and he's short $550,000 in back child support. Right. So he just hops on a paddleboard and paddles off into the sunset.
Court documents show he hasn't paid more than $549,000 for his two young children. How much money do you have to make that you owe $500,000 for child support?
$500,000+.
I mean, I got divorced. I owed $146 a month. How do you have to pay $500,000 plus for child support?
That's a lot. What, it doesn't say what he did, does it? No. What his career was?
He and his ex-wife divorced in 2008, and she has been fighting for support of the children for the past 5 years. Her attorney said they have no clue where he is.
I know where he is. He's out on the fucking ocean.
Right. He's got to come back eventually. Rick the Horace said his brother didn't have the child support money. I guess not. And most likely would have gone to jail if he showed up for court. He said he left his wallet and passport at home. Right now I'm like 50-50. Either he fled or he's out there drowned. I don't know, the brother said. For nobody to find the board, for him not to come back, his wallet keys were at the house. Something's fishy.
Yeah, something's fishy. I think it's something's feeding the fishies.
But how? $500,000 of child support.
$549,000 in child support for
kids. And they divorced in 2008. So you're talking 9 years.
Yeah, 9, 10 years. So that's $50,000 a year in child support.
Child support in the state of Florida is a formula.
Okay.
It's mandated by the state.
Okay.
So how much money do you have to make?
That's algebra. I've been drinking too much beer tonight. I don't know.
I don't know. But
that's math is work. I mean, I could put it in Excel and figure it out if you knew the formula, but well, I'm not going to deal with it. You know, it's only 90 miles to Cuba.
Well, he was going north.
Oh.
He was going the wrong way, Cuba.
Yeah, he was. Unless he was, you know, heading north and he was going to head out into the ocean and then head south again just to throw the trail off.
Or he lost. Yeah. Keep paddling, brother. That's all I got to say.
Last week, we had a little technical issue with our sponsor. We didn't confirm that sponsor before we actually decided to put it into the episode. So, but this week, we actually do have a sponsor.
This one's real.
This one's real. Yeah, yeah. Here's our message from our sponsor. See, we've got a real sponsor.
I feel better about it. I should be able to retire in a couple weeks after that.
Yeah, yeah, that was a pretty big sponsor. I can't believe we got somebody that prestigious to fund our show.
I hope that both of you have sons, handsome, beautiful, articulate sons who are talented and star athletes, and they have their legs taken away. I mean, I pray you know that pain and that hurt.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us.
In our next story of the bizarre that happens in Florida, a 97-year-old Belize woman who is without her new prosthetic foot after her Tampa Bay area daughter says Southwest Airlines lost it on a flight. She checked her leg.
She checked the leg.
She checked the leg is what happened.
Mm-hmm. And it's Southwest, so.
What? How did she get on the plane?
Well, you know, she
hop?
Checked. No. They well, go ahead and read.
The prosthetic her mom has now is disintegrating and duct taped together, and her mom needs the new one. I feel like they robbed me, and it's the principle in today's technology they should not lose luggage for 2 weeks, said Martha Crawford. Crawford left Tampa International Airport on March 30th to visit her mom and to deliver a new prosthetic foot. Oh, so she was taking the foot to her mom.
Yeah, so the daughter was bringing the foot to the mom. The mom lives in Belize.
Got it.
And apparently they don't make prosthetic feet in Belize.
It happens. My fear is that when she's walking in the one that's duct taped to a shoe, she can fall. And if she falls at 97, that is like saying that's the end, said Crawford.
Yeah.
Crawford made it to Belize, but the foot did not. I wanted to witness my mom putting on that shoe. I wanted to dance with her just to hold her and see that excitement and listen to her laughter, says Crawford. Every day while she was visiting her mom and making memories with her, Southwest kept calling, saying the luggage was still lost.
At least they called. You know, some airlines might just not bother. Wait for you to call them.
Once Crawford returned to Tampa, Southwest finally found the luggage in Atlanta.
Of course, because everything goes through Atlanta.
When the reckoning comes, we'll all go through Atlanta to go to heaven and hell. I told them that wasn't fair. If you sent it to Belize, it would be in customs. What good is it doing sitting in customs, says Crawford. The moral of the story here, don't check your foot.
No.
Crawford paid over $500 for a flight and an additional $75 for the foot to get there.
They better refund that $75.
Southwest has offered only half of that for her trouble, and Crawford essentially can't afford any other money. I made a lot of sacrifice to make it that trip, and I'm expecting Southwest to do the right thing. For them to get me back here with my luggage so I can see my mom with her foot, and I would like it while she's still alive. Is that too much to ask?
Well, you know, if they get her there after she passes, I mean, does she really need the foot? She doesn't need to be buried with it.
Well, agreed. It's kind of redundant, but...
And that brings
it's
up...
It's a foot.
Yeah, well, that brings up a philosophical question.
Oh, don't get philosophical.
After she passes, is she reunited with her original foot in heaven?
You've been waiting for weeks to say that, hadn't you?
I just thought of that one, actually. and is the foot there waiting right now? Or does it just, like,
well, no.
Wait in limbo
no.
until she gets...
She needs the foot now. The foot's in Atlanta.
No, I'm talking about the ghostly foot. That's, you know, the original foot. The original foot that she lost.
They don't need feet.
What's that?
Ghosts don't need feet. They float.
You telling me?
Look it up.
Then when I go up to heaven, I'm not going to have feet.
No, you don't need your feet. You float.
What other body parts am I going to be missing?
I don't. Read Revelations, all right? Now it's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist.
Yeah, so each week I give Phil a list of five famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. And Phil here has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a significant period of time, or is a tourist, meaning he never stayed in Florida for longer than a vacation. For the sake of this game, Florida Man can be a man, woman, boy, or girl. If Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. If he misses more than he hits, I win. This is a high-stakes game because the loser buys the beer for the next show. And if you all recall from last week, I lost. Phil won. So I'm
liking this game.
I provided the beer for this episode. Okay.
He brought three beer this week, by the way.
Yes. So this week, our theme, we have a theme.
We do?
We have a theme.
Where did we get a theme?
Well, the theme for Florida Man or Tourist this week is crisscross applesauce.
All right.
You'll figure out this theme once I start reading off these names.
Crisscross or applesauce?
Yes. So let me get my pencil out here to write down your answers. Our first person who you have to guess is Florida Man or Tourist is Chris Pine. Though one of his first acting jobs was a guest spot on CSI Miami. He is most famous for playing Captain James T. Kirk in the current Star Trek movie series. So is Chris Pine a Florida man or a tourist?
Tourist.
All right, you say tourist. Number two is Chris Jericho. This former WWE World Champion hosts his own podcast called Talk Is Jericho. Is Chris Jericho Florida man or tourist?
Florida man.
Number three is Chris Martin. The once named world's sexiest vegetarian by PETA, this Coldplay frontman started eating meat again after he split with his ex, Gwyneth Paltrow. Is Chris Martin Florida man or tourist?
Tourist.
Number four.
You threw me a Coldplay.
Coldplay?
You threw Coldplay in here.
I did. I'm also going to throw at you Christina Aguilera. So this pop superstar and current coach on The Voice sings hits such as Genie in a Bottle, Lady Marmalade, and I Am Beautiful. Is Christina Aguilera a Florida woman or a tourist?
Florida woman.
And finally, Christian Slater. He rose to heartthrob status quickly by starring in 80s teen flicks like Heathers and Gleaming the Cube, but now he stretches his acting chops by voicing a character named Slater on the animated TV series Archer. Is Christian Slater a Florida man or a tourist?
Tourist.
For number one, Chris Pine. You guessed tourist, and Chris Pine is a tourist.
No! One for one.
One for one. Number two, Chris Jericho, the WWE superstar that you said is a Florida man, is actually a Florida man.
Two for two.
He currently lives in Tampa. And number three, Chris Martin, frontman for Coldplay, used to bang Gwyneth Paltrow, has a kid named Apple.
Of course.
Yeah, you said he was a tourist, and yeah, we don't name our kids Apple in Florida. No. He was a tourist. That is correct. So you are three for three. So you have won this week. Let's see how far you get here. If you can meet or exceed your score from last week. So number four was Christina Aguilera. You said she was a Florida woman, and she was a cast member on the new Mickey Mouse Club back in the 90s that broadcast daily from Lake Buena Vista. So she is a Florida woman.
Four for four.
Four for four. And finally, Christian Slater. You said he is a tourist, and he is currently a resident part-time of Coconut Grove, so he is a Florida man. So you
4 out of 5.
Match your score from last. 4 out of 5.
I am liking this. So we are. I got free beer
2 weeks in a row now.
2 weeks in a row.
Yep. Congratulations.
I am making money hand over fist with this podcast.
Our final story for tonight. Florida man hides in swamp after a high-speed police chase. Finally tonight from TampaBay.com. A high-speed chase across two counties ended late Tuesday when a Pasco sheriff's dog tracked down a Land O'Lakes man wanted for assaulting a Hernando sheriff's deputy as he tried to hide by submerging himself in a swamp, according to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office. The arrest of Paul Daniel Smith, age 34, was caught on body cam footage and shows just his head sticking out of the muddy swamp water near Gardenia Drive and Wisteria Loop in Land O'Lakes. You want to see this video?
No.
I'll show it to you later. And it's in the show notes.
He ran out of air. He was holding his breath and he...
Yeah, so Knox, which is the name of the sheriff's dog, Knox led deputies right to Smith. He kept licking Smith's face as he argued with deputies. Now, I'm just going to say, this dog needs to go back in for retraining.
He found him.
Yeah, but he should be biting his face, not licking.
He was obviously on the ground at this point. That's adding insult to injury. I mean, if you live in Florida, you know you don't. Any body of water in the state of Florida, it's the very high probability there's alligators in it.
Yeah, well, and the dog should know better than to be licking the water off his face. I mean, there's also a high probability, not just of alligators, but of some weird disease, you know. So the Hernando County Sheriff's Office said the incident started when its deputies responded to a domestic disturbance call at Veterans Memorial Park late Tuesday afternoon. While speaking with Smith, deputies say they noticed his license plate was stolen and attempted to arrest him. Smith assaulted a deputy and drove with one handcuff dangling from his wrist, deputies said. He drove off in his blue Ford F-150 with a handcuff dangling from his wrist. A woman was with him at the time. A Pasco deputy spotted the truck speeding south on US 41 in the Land O'Lakes area about 6:10 p.m. and started pursuing it. Smith turned into the Lake Thomas area and struck a pole and mailbox while attempting to evade capture, the sheriff's office said. At one point, the pickup slowed and the passenger, Tara Berger, age 31, jumped out and was caught by deputies. She was arrested on charges of lying to a law enforcement officer during a felony investigation. Smith turned into a subdivision and at one point aimed his vehicle at deputies, the sheriff's office said, and then jumped out of the F-150 and ran into a nearby swamp. Deputies surrounded the area and a sheriff's helicopter watched from overhead. Deputy Rob Wilkins, his dog Kino, and Corporal Andrew Denbow tracked down Smith. Now, is the dog's name Kino or is the dog's name Knox? Or was there multiple dogs? This is terrible.
That's confusing.
Yeah. Tara Berger was 31. She's the girl that, they arrested her, and she jumped out of the truck while it was moving.
Smith was arrested on charges of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer.
You know, that's fine. You know.
To elude the violation of probation. He is also wanted on several felony charges in Hernando County. Smith was taken to Bayfront Health Spring Hill for medical treatment.
Oh, hey, that's another one of the hospitals I used to do billing work for.
So that was your getaway plan, is jump in a swamp, hope they don't find you.
It almost worked. If they didn't have the dogs, they wouldn't have found him.
At least he didn't have just boxer shorts on that says breathalyzer, blow here.
Yeah, that's true. Although, you know,
that might would have helped him evade the dog.
If you're in a swamp and you are underwater and a dog can still smell you, how bad is your stink?
It depends on how far he was offshore. They smelled him going into the water, yeah. And then they just barked where he went into the water. They wouldn't smell him in the water. But unless they smelled him with his head was stuck out.
I think you need to watch this video.
I'm not watching the video.
I think it'll shine a lot more.
Just put it in the show notes and let them watch it.
All right, it's in the show notes.
Hey.
And that's all we have the time we have for this week.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or whatever podcatcher you use. Like us on Facebook and Instagram, or follow us on Twitter. We're known as @FloridaMenPod, FloridaMenPod. Or you can send us an email at FloridaMenPodcast@gmail.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. That's not a Florida number, but it was all Google Voice had available. If you'd like to support the show financially and get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/FloridaMen. Our paid subscribers get lots of extras. Head on over to our page on Patreon to see what they are.
Do we have a page there?
We do. Patreon.com/FloridaMen. This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, especially our families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Copyright 2018.
Peace. Police are searching for a man who went missing while paddleboarding.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. You want to restart that?
Yeah, I'm gonna restart that one. He and his ex-wife divorced in 2018, and she has been fighting for support of the children for the past 5 years. Her attorney said they have no clue where he is.
You want to reread that year? You want to reread that whole paragraph? You said 2018.
Oh. Did I?
We'll pretend that never happened. Go ahead and start over.
He and his ex-wife divorced in 20...
You almost did it again.